This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. Head on over. You can see the main feature of the website actually allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. It's basically a feature that allows you to find out something that you think that's pretty cool online and share it with our listeners by going and submitting whatever it is you find to our website, and then it pops up for others to see, and then they can vote on whether they like or dislike it, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website. So head on over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Last night, I said we were going to talk about the Iraq situation, and we didn't get to it, so I want to make sure we get to it right out the gate here tonight, Mark. It's big news here today, where I've heard on the news all day long, this is it. Barack Obama has announced that, it is the end of combat in Iraq. It's a historic day.
Mission accomplished.
Right, mission accomplished part two.
real this time.
Well, right, because remember when George Bush had his banner with mission accomplished when he was out on the aircraft carrier or whatever years ago, and, of course, the war continued on after that. But now it's for real. Now the combat is over. Well, as we talked briefly about this last week, it turns out what they're doing, and this has been done before.
Oh, yeah.
What they're doing is they are essentially changing the name of combat. So when the government says combat's over, it doesn't mean that people are going to be done shooting and killing and bombing. It just means that they've changed the name. It's like a legalese definition change.
Yeah, they don't have combat troops. They have combat assistance troops, who the combat troops carry full battle gear, the backpacks, the machine guns with several hundred rounds of ammunition, and they drive around in Humvees with 50 caliber machine guns on the top. The combat assistance troops have the same gear, the same machine guns, drive around in the same trucks, but because they're a different name, now it's all, the combat's done.
Now it's over.
Well, they've drawn down a amount of troops. I mean, that much is true.
Well, wasn't the group that they sent back already scheduled to go home, so they just took the next one leaving and labeled them as, you guys are returning home. Congrats.
Well, right. Remember the story?
Job well done.
Remember the story we read about the guys that were blockading the troops leaving from Fort Hood, I think it was, out in Texas?
Yeah, the peace activists.
Well, they said that those vans or those buses that were going out had troops that were going to Iraq.
Indeed.
So, I mean, it's a bunch of nonsense. All they are a bunch of liars, these government people. And the question really you want to know is that I'd like to know is how many people believe this crap? How many people hear that Barack Obama making this announcement that this is it? Yeah, we're ending combat. It's over, people. I mean, who believes this?
The people still watching and believing the mainstream media, and that's it.
This article from the AP, takes it from a different angle. They're not talking about troops. They're talking about the waste that went on while, during the peace, if you will.
Sure, sure. I just wanted to kind of preface it with this is the big news of the day, right? The combat is over. Well, now they're advice and assist troops. They're no longer combat troops. They're advice and assist. And that's according to the Army Times. They did they wrote up an article about it. So my prediction, I would guess, I mean, having not really heard much talk radio on this, is that the Democrats are probably elated because they probably believe that he's fulfilling his promise a little later than we had hoped, but he's fulfilling his promise. Or the Republicans would be saying, this is an outrage. We need more troops. We need more killing. And, of course, that's what's happening, and he hasn't fulfilled his promise at all. It's just a bunch of nonsense. So what else is going on? What are they leaving behind, if they were actually leaving, which they're not?
A $40 million prison sits in the desert north of Baghdad, empty. A $165 million children's hospital goes unused in the south. A $100 million wastewater treatment system in Fallujah has cost three times more than projected, yet sewage still runs through the streets.
Oh.
As the U.S. draws down on Iraq, it's leaving behind hundreds of abandoned or incomplete projects. More than $5 billion in American taxpayer funds has been wasted, more than 10% of the some $50 billion the U.S. has spent on reconstruction in Iraq, according to audits from a U.S. watchdog agency. That amount is likely an underestimate based on the analysis of more than 300 reports by auditors with the Special Investigators, Investigator General for Iraq Reconstruction, and it does not take into account security costs, which have run almost 17% for some projects. There are success stories, hundreds of police stations. That's a success story.
this is mission accomplished, right? I mean, all of these projects were built by American contractors and big corporations who are in bed with the government, yes, who build all of this to taxpayers. So this creates jobs. These people just must be against rebuilding America.
Right. Likely mostly American jobs, I would suspect. They pay them to go over there, pay them ten times what they would make here, to go over there and build these things that apparently are going to go unused. Their success stories include police stations, border forts, and governmental buildings, all of which the United States blew up on its way in.
Right.
So we had to rebuild them. Iraqi security forces have improved after years of training, and a deep water port at the southern oil hub of Qasr has been restored. Even completed projects, for the most part, fell far short of original goals, according to an Associated Press review of hundreds of audits and investigations and visits to several sites. And the verdict is still out on whether the program reached its goal of generating Iraqi goodwill towards the United States instead of the insurgents.
Okay, let me stop right there. So these people, under Saddam, granted he wasn't the greatest leader or whatever.
It's terrible.
He did some horrible things. He tortured some people. He was
an
oppressive dictator.
Because they weren't getting tortured or treated terribly by him.
And most of these people had running water. They had sewers that worked. They had electricity.
A lot of that was broken when the bombs fell.
And it's still broken.
Yeah, I remember a friend of mine reading a story a few years ago talking about how the Iraqis now don't have these basic services.
Yep.
If they're lucky, they might get 4 or 5 hours of electricity a day.
If they're lucky.
The hospitals are included in that, so they're not even having basic electricity to care for patients. I mean, it's outrageous to think what America has done and in any way call it a success. It's insulting.
You'd think after 6 years they'd be able to get clean running water and electricity going.
This is the military we're talking about.
Well, it's not their job to put up these things.
They've got it going. In the green zone, there's lights on 24 hours a day, and they have swimming pools and latrines that work, and everything's great there.
Right.
Yeah, where the occupiers are, holding up. Everything works there. It's just the rest of the people that they've decimated.
Well, interestingly, in Afghanistan, where they have their little forts and bases, these outlying bases and stuff, they have electricity and air conditioning and running water there too.
Yeah, nice.
I think the gasoline costs $100 a gallon that runs the generators that put air conditioning into the tents.
Insulated in 130-degree heat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, who gets that in their tent? Is it just the officers or everybody?
According to the story I read,
AC
everybody.
To go round.
Jeez.
It's crazy talk. Okay.
Hey, it's not their money.
Right. It's
yours.
Right. It's the United States citizens' money.
There are no such things as citizens.
Whatever.
There are victims.
Well, a lot of these people like that crap. They love the idea that we, the United States football team, is going over there and kicking the butts of all the other little tiny high school football teams around the world.
So what was the report that just came out on the death toll? I think it calculated up 500,000 children, 500,000 innocent civilians that have been killed so far.
In the Iraq war or the Afghan war?
I don't know if it was both, or I think it was just Iraq.
I'm going to have to pull that up.
There's the Iraq body count. I'll pull that up as you continue.
I think Scott Horton covered this earlier this week.
Colonel John Christensen, who took over as commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Gulf Region District this summer, said the federal agency has completed more than 4,800 projects and is rushing to finish 233 more. Some 595 projects have been terminated, mostly for security reasons.
We'll tell you about a little bit more about this here in moments at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Yay! End of combat! It's over!
Woo-hoo.
Right.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams, so you can listen in, and you can listen in around the clock, by the way. The live streams run 24/7, allowing you to listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live until the next episode comes out, and then you can listen to that one. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get the broadband and dial-up versions, plus our listen lines that allow you to call in via any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way, too. Plus, also the webcam. Go and get all the details. Get listening over at listen.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
We're talking about the Iraq situation where they're claiming it's over. Combat's done. We're out of here. But that's nonsense because they're not out of there. And combat is not done because these men will still have guns. The troops that are going to be there will still be killing people. It's just they'll call it advising and assisting now. That's all they're doing. They're changing the name. And we're now, information is now coming out, as Mark is sharing here. And what's the source on this this piece, Mark?
AP.
The AP reporting that literally billions of dollars worth of these buildings and infrastructure.
Hundreds of billions of dollars worth.
They
couldn't quite reach the trillion mark, but they're hundreds of billions.
Well, so, where they supposedly
incredible amounts of dollars just wasted.
Right, where they're supposedly going in and being so humane to rebuild. We're rebuilding Iraq, and we're going to give them schools, and we're going to give them prisons, and we're going to give them all these things that we destroyed before. And apparently they're just kind of abandoning a good portion of them and not even bothering.
Well, in a lot of cases, it's like, well, this project doesn't make any sense. We started building this $100 million prison. It doesn't really make any sense. We haven't been able to get, we've put this almost $100 million sewage treatment plant in place, and somehow we just can't get the sewage going through it. It's still running in the streets, and they spent an incredible amount of money on their electrical grid, and they still have rolling blackouts all over the place. They just can't get it done.
So tell me more.
Well, the fellow who's in charge of the Army Corps of Engineers acknowledges that their mistakes have been made.
Oh, the same guys who, by the way, completely bombed when it came to the Hurricane Katrina aftermath. It was their shoddy job that they did on the levees down there.
Yeah.
That, is it levees? Did I get that wrong?
Levees.
It's levees. Okay.
Levees is fine.
The shoddy job they did. Well, one of them is not fine. Anyway, they did a really crappy job, and that resulted in flooding and all kinds of destruction. These are the same guys that are doing the building and the engineering over there.
I think that
make me feel great if I were Iraqi.
Right. I'm sure nice that these guys are able to do competent work, and that's not it.
Are you sure?
It's
what evidence do you have for that?
There's plenty of things the Army Corps of Engineers have built that have not fallen down. But it's an issue of incentives and an issue of funding. So
yeah, I agree with
even
Mark.
If the Army Corps of Engineers could build something at a market rate, that would be just as good, just as good as anything else. Meaning that they, somehow or another, the fact that they're not accountable for the work they do. Nobody from the Army Corps of Engineers went to jail, was sued, or anything else when the levees burst in the Hurricane Katrina catastrophe in New Orleans. Now, you can believe if a private contractor did that, they would have strung somebody up, and several somebodies, but they wouldn't do that in this case. So somehow you get past the lack of incentives to do good work, and if they did do it exactly the right way, it would still be an issue of funding because they... the United States citizen is forced to pay for these things.
And we read stories about SUVs that they would drive around in would get a broken fan belt, so they'd bury it in the sand and order a new one at several hundred thousand dollars, you know, taxpayer finance.
Sweet.
That's how it works with the military. You know, it's just people haven't the foggiest clue.
Unless they've been in it.
How much money goes into these. Right. And the military guys, you know what? Free Talk Live has a huge following of people that are former military because they know just how silly all this crap is.
Except for the whole killing part.
What's that?
That's not very silly.
That's not silly. Right. But, the money that goes into it all is just an incredibly silly thing. So, when you're talking about the killing, people, the part that the Team USA folks don't look at is how many men, women, and children have died in Iraq because the hospitals didn't have electricity in order to save them.
It's a good question. We do
since
know that
2002
over,
or whatever.
Over 100,000 people, according to the Iraq body count, have died. They're documented civilian deaths, and there's another estimate that suggests that over 1.3 million civilians have died as a result of various different aspects of this war in Iraq alone. Afghanistan's a whole other set of numbers.
Yeah, in Afghanistan, 3,000 civilians have died
so far this year.
And remember that the State Department estimates that there are dozens, Just dozens of Al-Qaeda members in Afghanistan. And these, you know, that's entirely whatever they consider Al-Qaeda, because that's a made-up term. That nobody says, I'm an Al-Qaeda brother. No, they mm-hmm. don't say that, because Al-Qaeda is a CIA term. And there are hundreds, somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500, to 1,500 being the max. Let's go to 2,000, just be crazy. Taliban, not Al-Qaeda. This is entirely different thing.
This is the guys that used to rule the country when...
Right, these are Muslim sort of fundamentalist types that... I mean, I wouldn't want them in control of my government, that's for sure, but there are only 2,000 of them, and somehow we've... The United States government has killed 3,500 civilians going after 3,300 people that they still can't catch.
This year.
Right. That's this year. And those are the ones that they're willing to admit to. You know, they went into that boys' school, they shot up a bunch of kids, called them Al-Qaeda, and left.
So tell me more.
All right, going on with this story here. I'm getting off topic when I'm talking about the senseless killing. He said, Christensen, there's only so much that we can do. This is
Army
Corps of Engineers guy. There's only so much that we can do. All of it comes down to them, the Iraqis, taking ownership of what we've built.
What?
He says, well, they've complained that they're not consulted on the projects to start with, the Iraqi people, so they need to take ownership of it. It's their fault. It's the Iraqis' fault that these places have been built and no one's staffing them or whatever. The reconstruction program in Iraq has been troubled since its birth shortly after the U.S.-led invasion. 2003, the U.S., they can't figure anything out to fix this in 7 years, was forced to scale back many projects even as they spiked in cost, sometimes in more than double or triple initial projections we reported on.
Wait a minute. You mean the crack team of engineers at the Army Corps of Engineers can't even keep their costs under control like every other government bureaucracy? Whenever a government bureaucracy proposes to do something, new construction or new plan or whatever, it always, always ends up costing at least double, if not triple, what the original estimates were.
Yeah, put your hand on your wallet when they make a projection.
And, you know, Puke has talked about when he was over there guarding some of the buildings and stuff, the construction crew would leave. They would leave it unguarded for one night, and the locals would come in, strip out all the copper. So they wouldn't
get
very
far. Well, they did say there was 17% of these costs were security costs.
Yep.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Oh, we've doubled our budget. We're just going to have to leave this where we can't complete the project. More coming up. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. I got Free Keen on the brain. Anyway, freetalklive.com, a lot of features you will find, and you'll find that they are free, including the bulletin board system. Over 500,000 posts await you. You can talk about a lot of different stuff. It's all virtually unmoderated, and it's over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Antiwar.com is your source for anti-war news and views for 15 years. It's having its quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com. Just go to antiwar.com/donate. They've got a telephone number there right when you go to the page that can allow you to donate between, I guess, 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on East Pacific Standard Time. It's antiwar.com/donate.
So kind of on the topic of this whole war against brown people thing that has been going on for the last decade or so, is the ignorance of people that just swirls around all of this. The ignorance of people toward the Muslims. And we heard some of it on Saturday night where we were talking about the whole mosque thing and, of course, supporting the property rights of those folks that that want to build that mosque.
Right. It isn't about property rights then.
And then, of course, the hatred just spilled all over our phone lines at that time. And you know, I love The Onion. The Onion newspaper, which is not really so much a newspaper anymore unless you live in, like, Washington, D.C. or New York City, where they actually have Onion newsstands that you can go to, or the little boxes, that you free boxes you can go and open up and grab one out of, which I love. I thought that was the coolest thing when I was in those cities. And if you've never been, it's theonion.com, and it's a satirical website. I just want to make sure I preface, all of this. It's the news you read at The Onion is probably not true. Sometimes it's actually based on real news. Sometimes they'll riff on the real news with their own viewpoint.
Some of it's is so ludicrous that you'll actually believe it because most of the jokes, the real life is actually crazier.
I got suckered a couple times reading their articles. Yeah, I'm like, no, this can't be. And then I see where it's from. I'm like, we'll meet again.
So it's a great website, and they've really expanded a lot over the last decade, moving into, they've got the Onion Video news that they do now, which is a great spoof of all the mainstream media video news products out there. And they've got, of course, the Onion Radio News, which we run over at LRN.FM. When we finish doing Free Talk Live every night, it's the first thing you hear to kick off the LRN recorded loop, and that's always amusing. So I highly recommend their stuff. I was so upset, though, just as an aside recently, I was thinking that, you know, I don't go to The Onion often enough. I don't read The Onion regularly like I used to years ago. Just, you know, I'm busy doing other things, and it's just not a part of my routine, right? And so I'm thinking, all right, well, it's time for me. I'm going to go ahead and resubscribe, because way, like a decade ago, I was a subscriber to the newsprint version of The Onion. And back then it was, you know, $50 for a year. You got like 46 issues. Now they actually do 52 issues now. And for the last decade, it actually went down in price after the year that I was subscribing. Actually, I think I subscribed for a couple of years, but it went down in price to $39.99. And then it's $150 out of nowhere.
It costs a lot of money to make newsprint viable, man.
I guess. But they've got advertisements in there. I mean, for $150, I better be getting a newspaper that doesn't have one single ad in it. I mean, that's so expensive. And it went up from $40. It was $40 all throughout the decade. And then all of a sudden, this year, it goes up to $150. I emailed them, and they're just asking why. Like, you know, maybe I'd be willing to pay that much to be able to have it in front of me so I don't forget about it. That way I'll have a physical copy lying around that I can pick up and things like that. But, man, just give me an explanation as to what the heck is going on. How could your cost triple? Postage hasn't gone up that much.
I would imagine they put some kind of new staff or department in place to run the operation, and they were able to, I don't know, maybe add features or something like that to where they figured that they could justify that kind of cost.
Maybe they're being smart, unlike most of the newspapers out there, and actually looking at what it costs to send out dead tree copies of their stuff,
as opposed to
charging the dead tree people what the dead tree cost is to make up for what they can't get in ads.
You
because
think they were
advertising has tanked in the last 3 years on the national level. It's returning, but it's returning slowly. And the model, the paradigm of dead tree newspapers is changing. I mean, they're dying all over the country.
But the free weeklies aren't dying. They're doing well. They're doing fairly well.
Is Onion a free weekly?
It's essentially free. I mean, if you're in New York City or Washington, D.C., they are free.
And maybe they got some venture capital money that ran out. I mean, these guys put on a pretty professional operation,
sure.
And then there's a lot of people behind it.
I was so upset by that. Anyway, I still love their product. So here's something that I saw somebody posted on Facebook today. Man already knows everything he needs to know about Muslims. Selena, Kansas. Local man Scott Gentry told reporters Wednesday that his deliberately limited grasp of Islamic history and culture was still more than sufficient to shape his views of the entire Muslim world. Gentry, 48, said he had absolutely no interest in exposing himself to further knowledge of Islamic civilization or putting his sweeping opinions into a broader context of any kind, and confirmed he was perfectly happy to make a handful of emotionally charged words and the basis of his mistrust toward all members of the world's second largest religion. I learned that really matters about the Muslim faith on 9/11, Gentry said in reference to the terrorist attacks in the United States undertaken by 19 of Islam's approximately 1.6 billion practitioners. What more do I need to know to stigmatize Muslims everywhere as inherently violent radicals? And now they want to build a mosque at Ground Zero, continued Gentry's, eliminating any distinction between the 9/11 hijackers and Muslims in general. No, I won't examine the accuracy of that statement, but yes, I will allow myself to be outraged by it and use it as evidence of these people's universal callousness toward Americans who lost loved ones when the Twin Towers fell, even though I am not one of those people, he added.
Well, just about everybody can come up with somebody that they, you know, somehow peripherally know it's 3,000 people somewhere,
6 degrees,
you know, somewhere or another. You're going to be able to, hey, look, my, my friend's daughter's ex-boyfriend's girlfriend was there in this one, Twin Towers.
When told the proposed Ground Zero Mosque is actually a community center 2 blocks north of the site that would include, in addition to a public prayer space, a 500-seat auditorium, restaurant, and athletic facility, Gentry shook his head and said, I know all I'm going to let myself know. Gentry's explained that it didn't take long to find out as much about the tenets of Islam as he needed to. He said he knew Muslims stoned their women for committing adultery, trained for terrorist attacks at fundamentalist madrasas, and believed in jihad, which Gentry's described as the thing they used to justify killing infidels.
Now, a madrasa, that's a word for school, right?
I am not sure. You can check that one for me.
I think so.
All Muslims are at war with America, and I will resist any attempt to challenge that assertion with potentially illuminating facts, said Gentry's, who threatened to leave the room if presented with the number of Muslims who live peacefully in the United States, serve in the country's armed forces, or were victims themselves of the 9/11 attacks.
Should have wanted to mention the armed forces because they'll whip out that that Muslim major fella.
Period, he said. If you don't believe me, wait until they put your wife in a burqa. Gentry's continued in reference to the face and body covering worn by a small minority of Muslim women and banned in the universities of Turkey, Tunisia, and Syria. Or worse, a rape camp. That's right. For reasons I am content being totally unable to articulate, I am choosing to associate Muslims with rape camps. Over the past decade, Gentry said he had taken plans to avoid personal interactions or media that might have the potential to compromise his point of view. He told reporters that the closest he'd come to confronting a contrary standpoint was tuning in to the first few seconds of an interview with a moderate Muslim cleric before hastily turning off the television. Gentry said, I almost gave in and listened to that guy defend Islam with words I didn't want to hear, but then I remembered how much easier it is to live in a world of black and white, in which I can assign the label of other to someone and use him as a vessel for all my fears and insecurities. Added Gentry's, quote, that really put things back into perspective. Can't get better than that. TheOnion.com. 800-259-9231. I'd say that about sums them up. Them. 1-800-259-9231.
Who are they?
I know all about I need to know about them, folks. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. More to come, including your calls about anything.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then, you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866 404 3 freeze-dryguy.com. That's freeze-dryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you want to support the show, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. You know, Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer selling all kinds of stuff. Pretty much whatever it is you're looking for, you'll find it there. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Sitting at the top headlines at freedomsphoenix.com, National Police Misconduct Newsfeed Daily Recap, Farm Wars Public Service Announcement. Do you have milk?
Farm War?
Farm Wars.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm just reading the headlines here. You know?
Sorry, I misheard. There was an old grocery store that was, pharmacy place that was named that. Anyway, go ahead.
Activists travel the world by ship to spread the message of statelessness. That's freedomsphoenix.com, where they constantly provide the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive government. Go to freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Mark, you had an email you wanted to share. We talk a lot on this program fairly often about the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org, F-I-J-A.org. It's, in my opinion, a very useful site that is packed full of information that will help you reach out to potential jurors to inform them of jury nullification. And, Sam, what is jury nullification?
Jury nullification is basically informing the jury that they're there to do two things. Number one, judge the guilt or innocence of the person based on the laws and the case and so forth as they're told they apply, but also to actually judge the law itself in the context of their community and their lives and what they think is right or wrong. And really, juries were kind of the fourth branch of government. That's why, you know, criminal charges have to be presented to a grand jury, which is just a group of citizens. And it was really thought of as a way to prevent the government from bringing false charges against people, from abusing the system.
It was a final check.
Yeah, a final check that kept it out of their hands and in the public hands so that even public officials could be brought up on criminal charges. So the idea is to allow people to nullify the law based on their conscience.
And so, it's one of the things that we've done up here and activists are doing around the country, because it's a really easy form of activism. It doesn't take a huge time investment to do FIJA outreach. The best way to do it, in my opinion, and I'd love to hear other ideas, is to find out when the jurors are meeting in your local area, which should be publicly available information. Find out when they're having the day in which everybody who's been called for duty, not those who've been selected, but everyone who's been called for jury duty, are showing up. You head out, you flyer every single one of those folks as they're going into the building with Fully Informed Jury Association information, and you inform these people. You give them the information they need, because when they're sitting in there, jury selection is notoriously dull. If you've been before, you know that you typically want to bring a book or something like that to read. So having something to hand to somebody so they've got something to read in there is a very good idea. It's highly likely that they will actually read whatever it is that you're giving out, presuming you're friendly about giving the information out, etc. So we do it on a monthly basis up here in Keene, New Hampshire, in the Keene, New Hampshire area. And Mark, you got an email from someone who says this is a bad thing.
Yeah, you know, we've actually talked about the dirty side of jury nullification a couple of times on this show throughout the years, and this email is going to point it out, and I think it's important to talk about. But you know, often we talk about jury nullification as being a great way to it's a powerful way for the average person to have an effect, at least in one individual's life who's being charged with some crime that not a victim, but. Anyway, let me give you what Doug has to say here. Mark, I've been a Free Talk Live podcast listener for about 2 years now. I agree with you and Ian on many issues, but sometimes I feel that you guys, especially Ian, are blissfully ignorant of historical facts. Look at jury nullification, for example. There's a stigma attached to jury nullification. Did you know that? Did you know that jury nullification has a sinister, dark side? Ask any African American over the age of 40, and he or she can tell you about it. And I don't know that you can ask any of them over over the age of 40, but I'm sure some of them will be able to tell you about it. And since I am one African American over 40, let me save you the trouble of asking. After the
think for yourself or seek answers outside of what I tell you.
He quotes. He gives citations and quotes. This guy's exactly right. And we've talked about this on the show a couple of times. And what my concern isn't. What the sinister dark side, because it's true, and maybe it's something that can be avoided. My concern is that maybe what we're saying sounds to black people like, hey, we don't really care about this part. And so I want you to listen to the story. So I mean, maybe it sounds callous. That's what my biggest concern here is that maybe we sound like, we don't care what your concerns are here, and that it's, a special kind of callousness. So he goes on, after the abolition of slavery, the government needed new ways to keep the black population in check. To do this, they instituted laws that were designed to demoralize, frighten, divide, and terrorize black people. Some of these laws were never even written down, but somehow passed through the seats of power. One such law was there would be little or no punishment for mistreatment or murder of former slaves. Whites had the freedom to torture and kill any black for almost any reason. If the murderers were caught red-handed, pun intended, no jury would convict them. There are many cases on record if you care to look them up. One in particular, particularly gruesome case comes to mind, the case of Emmett Till. Emmett Till was a 14-year-old black kid from Chicago in 1955. He was horrendously mutilated and lynched in Mississippi. I pulled up the Emmett Till case here just so that we'd have it as some perspective. Would you like to hear what happened to Emmett?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, apparently, he was an African-American boy from Chicago, Illinois, who was murdered at the age of 14 in Money, Mississippi, a small town in the state's Delta region, after reportedly whistling at a white woman. There's different stories that conflict. He may have touched her hand. He may have told her that she needn't be frightened with him. He's been with other white women, something like that, at a small grocery store. That was a woman named Bryant. Her husband... they had bought some candy there, the 14-year-olds had. Apparently, Bryant was the wife of the store owner, Roy Bryant. The murder of Emmett Till was noted as one of the leading events that motivated the American Civil Rights Movement. Many of the main suspects, Bryant and another guy, Millam, were acquitted by a jury of 12 white men, but later admitted they were responsible for the beating, torture, murder of 14-year-old Emmett Till to make an example out of him. So let's just to say the condition that he was found in. His mother insisted on a public funeral service with an open casket, intent on showing the world the brutality of the killing. Till had been beaten, an eye gorged out, before he was shot through the head and thrown into the Tallahatchie River with a 70-pound cotton gin fan tied around his neck with barbed wire. His body was discovered and retrieved from the river 3 days later. So it's just sort of the system that was designed at the time to kind of keep blacks in check. Whites could do whatever they wanted to do, essentially, and they knew that their peers wouldn't convict them. Do you understand the
difficulty? 1955?
That's when that happened.
I thought the jury nullification instructions had been taken out for the last hundred or so years from the court system.
No, jury nullification instructions. Jury nullification was what did end prohibition. Prohibition ended in the 30s. So, no. And remember, it's still actually getting in some courtrooms, the jurors are getting jury nullification information. It's not been wiped completely off of the face of the map in the United States.
I guess what I heard was it had begun to be removed in the late 1800s.
Right. It's not yet entirely removed, but it's very, very close to that.
Okay. So the emailer is essentially saying that that jury nullification empowers racists to
empower any majority group. Say people that dislike drug warriors, if they're in fact in the majority, and they're not these days, and that's what the hope of jury nullification advocates is to exploit the majority of Americans, or the large minority of Americans who disagree with the drug war, empower them and get the drug war stopped through jury nullification. However, I think that it's a disservice when you mention jury nullification, at least sometimes you have to mention how it's been used badly in history, because if people don't get the information from you, they feel slighted, they feel cheated. I mean, don't you remember us talking about this particular aspect of jury nullification
sure.
at some point in the past?
Yeah, we talked about it.
That people need to, otherwise they feel like, oh, well, these people are lying to us. And what's the first thing that they say about libertarians? Before they address any issues of liberty, before they address any issues of personal freedom or anything like that, they say, well, you guys are bigots.
Well, I don't know who they are, but no, I've never really heard that.
And when the mainstream media approaches somebody who's got some level of power in the liberty movement, the first thing they want to find out is this person a bigot? Can we find anything that might paint them as a bigot? And they'll drag it out, whether it's a 15-year-old newspaper, 15-year-old magazine article that was peripherally, they were named in or something like that. Yeah, they'll do it.
All right. Well, I would like to get a little further into this is the suggestion here that we should not talk about it at all, or that we're not done with this email, right?
No.
I mean, there's more coming up. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.